Okay, we are up to Simen Kuf Nun Ches. Last week we learned Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, the halachas that had to do. We started with the halachas that had to do with Goyim who tell Yidden to nula nu echad mikem v'mav, will kill all of you. So somebody mentioned last week regarding the decrees in Russia, the Cantonist decrees in the middle 1800s, and I looked into it a little this week. The shilas that took place, and really the fact that halacha in a way left room for major problems. The short history of the Cantonist decrees is that from 1827 to 1856, 29 years, which is a long period of time, there was a decree in Russia that would conscript Jewish children for periods of 25 years. And the Jewish community had to provide children for the quotas, the conscription quotas. They took children between the age of 12 and 18, put them into army schools. Cantonist schools had nothing to do with Jews. They existed 100 years earlier. They were schools that were made to teach children, train them from ages 12 to 18. And then in the age 18, they were going to the army. They trained them in things that were important to know for the Russian army. The decrees against the Jewish community specifically were for conscription for 25-year periods. It's actually more than 25 years. It was from age 18 for 25 years. So if a child was grabbed at age 12, it's actually a 31-year period. And you can understand that children that were taken were pressured to convert. And even if they didn't convert, they suffered terribly. And that time period is a very, very difficult time period. And there was a month a year, the month when the conscription period came for each city, there was just like Tisha B'Av for a month. And people writing at that time, right, that in that month no one made chasanas. Bris Mila was a sad event, not a happy event. People worried about the children, and it was a horrible thing. You read the drushes of that time; they all talk about, you know, Holocaust type talk about Mashiach has to come. It's like this is the Mashiach, because there was very little chizuk that they could give. Now, what made the period worse was like a double chorban. The fact that they were taking Jewish children was a chorban unto itself. Many of the children committed suicide rather than during the period rather than go through it. And what made it worse is what took place. The issue of who to grab and who to take was very, very difficult. Which children would be given up? Shulchan Aruch, we learned, doesn't give us any formula. It says you're not allowed to hand anybody over. So what does that mean? So essentially, the manhigim who behaved al pi halacha, their hands were tied. There was nothing they could do. How are you going to choose who's going to go? So what ended up happening is that there were people, they called them chappers, that chopped children, and they did it for financial benefit. Rich people would pay them not to, to leave their children alone. And what ended up happening is that the poor and the orphans were the ones that were taken. That's what ended up happening. They'd be grabbed and taken, and the community would do nothing to stop it. And it became a very tragic event from two angles. The tragedy itself, and probably there were more people that fell to bitterness, who ran away, lived in the woods, because they were Yisaimim or Aniyim, to hide from these chappers, and they weren't chapped. But they ended up being tremendous Sinei Yisrael and Sinei Hadas, because why should they be worse off if they were just because they were Yisaimim or just because they were Aniyim? So it was a terrible period. It was just the Goyim were conscripted for 3 years. Because from age 18 to 21, they had a normal conscription period. After that, if they volunteered, they continued. This was only for Yidden, and it was known, it was called the chesed of the Tsar, of Tsar Nikolai's kindness to them. They couldn't complain because it was a kindness. 1827 to 1856. It ended, they lost the Crimean War. The Russians lost the Crimean War in the summer of 1856, and they had to blame somebody. And it wasn't their fault. So they blamed the fact that they were taking all these Cantonist children that had no interest in being in the army. So they decided they're going to modernize the army, and they freed all the children. And the ones that hadn't been baptized were returned to their families. The ones that were baptized were given to Catholic families, to Russian Orthodox families. But it was a terrible period for a lifetime. 30 years is a tremendous period of time. And it was a horrible period. Now, I only found one tshuva on the topic. It's interesting. What I found was in the Yeshurun, somebody wrote a historical piece on it, just writing the history of the piece. It was the Yeshurun where Rav Shach was nifter. It was Leila Nishmas Rav Shach. I don't know which volume it was, but he wrote something on it. As far as tshuva svarim, I'm not familiar. It's very hard to do a computer search with the word Cantonist. Because it's hard to spell in Hebrew, and also because the tshuvas don't refer, at least the subsidious tshuva doesn't use the word Cantonist. He doesn't refer to it as that. Now I'm going to read this tshuva in the sixth volume of Tshuvas of Sefer Chelek Vav. It's called Likutim, and it's the end of Tshuva Chaf Tes, and there are four pieces to the tshuva, and I'll read to you each one. You can see from the tshuva how it engendered tremendous bitterness. The first thing he writes, point number one, Al Das and Bnei Yisrael Halukachim Litzvaham Ulchama Lamachius, that children are taken to the army, Hashtika Yafa Midiburenu Bizeh, the Gedaila Yisrael Al Karchach Yalimu Ayin, Vahinichu Lahem Lamamuni Mekahal Lasa is Kira Isenayem Lefiazman, the Islach Shais. That's not something we used to hear from some cipher. Cipher, he said that that we have no choice but to be quiet. And whatever happens, happens. We can't choose which child is chosen. And therefore, we can't do anything. We just have to let wherever the chips fall, we have to let them fall. That's his first thing. He says there's nothing that we could do actively regarding it. But then he says, then he starts, says something else, which could not, again, have endeared Lime Day Tyrant. He writes,
he was
asked what to do.
He lived in that time period?
There was at the end of his life. He lived in the early 1800s. So I don't know exactly the year of Safa's death.
I think 1833.
Okay, the tshuva is not dated. His tshuva is not dated. So I don't know. The second thing he writes is that Dina de Machusa Dina Din Umemela Mutaka Kafta, this is what he says, Chol Misha Roy Lotzeis Vishain Lo Isha Ubanim Kifinimus Vachik Machusai Achloi Habachurim Loim De Taira Shafilo Loi Patra Marachus Beferish Bekomak in Bidin Taira Peturim Damina Perakanim Bava Basra. Gemara says over there that the Loim Dei Torah are exempt. So again, I don't know how this would have endeared Loim Dei Torah to the Hamoinam. So Sefer writes, I don't know what to do, but one thing I know for sure is that those who are sitting and learning are exempt. The Gemara Bava Basra says they're exempt from the Malchus.
So the borders closed.
And I don't know the history of it. That those who could run away presumably try to.
If the borders were open,
They were open, and the whole Klai Yisrael couldn't run away. He's probably writing it as not to get in trouble.
Right.
I assume. I don't think he means the Malchus Adina. He can't run away.
No, but, just came right away because
it
was an unequal.
Yeah, what I read is that the clergy were exempt. As the children of clergy were exempt by the Malchus from it. So also, I don't think that made for people to love the rabbi. You know, the rabbi's child is exempt. He says, there's nothing I can do. You know, if his child wouldn't be exempt, maybe he would think differently. But anyway, those are our first 2 points, he says. Then he says, he does give an eitzah. He says, and we had this in the Pischei Tshuva, he says, idach, everybody else, meyaroi sheyamdu atzman kulam b'shava lefnei ha'edah v'yatilu gairo. He says the appropriate thing would be to make a gairo. But listen to what he says about the gairo. V'amisha yipal olav ha'gairo hu yishtad la'atzmai b'mashiach ha'lifter b'mamein b'lahamin acher b'v'kaimai ayelach ba'atzmai. He says that they should make a gairo. But the person who loses the gairo, or wins the gairo, whatever you want to call it, the one who ends up having to go to the army, is allowed to do things to try to get himself out of it. So his eitzah is to make a gairo, which the Chaves Yoyer in the Pischei Tshuva said in the case of the, like the lifeboat type shaila, that they should make a gairo. He said, right, we find the gairo of the Torah, but the Vim looks of him, that there's such a thing as the Chek Yatul gairo, and may Hashem call Mishpatai. There's an idea of Atala's gairo. So the Chassav Sefer gives an eitzah, when a roi, he says, is to make a gairo. You know, if somebody doesn't want to be in the gairo, I don't know what you're going to do to force him. But that's his eitzah. In the last paragraph, an interesting paragraph, he writes, "Meshinitzam ata lemeis." Now there are hundreds. Hamaychrin atzma meritzaynam u biritzei kesef. People who are willing for money to give themselves what?
To pay those to go.
To pay them, and they're going to go. So l'chein afa gav dehem agrii makulu shari b'shat nefesh mastim l'chal shabbosis v'lechal isurim. Even though there's nothing to be admired about them, they're doing it for money. B'komak in kimin shlichi tuva v'lei hava k'trei ivri denara. This is a big chiddush in halacha. Says l'charetz l'fnei yiver. Says no, it's not trei ivri denara. Mein kihila zu kaineyu yim karasvei b'mokim acher. If this kihila is not going to buy him, so somebody else is going to buy him.
But they sold themselves to go into
this. To go?
Go into
yes. The Chayd also, Bechogli Lo Seidu. They who can, the Chira Sarab in the Utai. They, in other words, no, he's saying for themselves. They took money and they would go, what? Maybe they were 18 year olds. A 12 year old probably didn't do it. Oh, that the Mishnah Melech says that there's no. As a matter of fact, it's the Mishnah Melech right in the beginning of this Ribbis. He says that it's the din of Trei Ivri Denara. Trei Ivri Denara means it's only Lifnei Iver if he can't do it without you. If he could do it without you, he'll do it anyway, then it's not Lifnei Iver. So on that, the Mishnah Melech says that if he'll do it with a different Jew, the other Jew is Iver Lifnei Iver, so he can't make an Ois Lifnei Iver, because if I don't do it, a different Jew will do it. That's still Lifnei Iver. If you can do it without anybody, so that's not Lifnei Iver. But if someone's going to have to be able to lift the Eva, that doesn't apply. This is if it doesn't sound like that, unless they were goyim, they're willing to pay people to have a staver. So, all right, so Maramokamani Loch, these are the 4 points.
Then
what?
Convert and then go.
Look, convert and then go, they won't count. That's the problem. So,
he takes
someone's
place.
Yeah.
The other family's paying him.
The other family's paying him to go.
So,
Goes there. That's sort of an answer. He calls it Baicha Harabim Yutai. It's not that we saw Salanter fought very, very much against the people who went with the Chappers. In his biography, it says that he went to a town and he got up in shul Friday night and he paskin that no one should make kiddush on wine because all the wine in the city is Yayin Esach because Gai Nevishu Macharai. Is Chayav Misa, they're chapping kids and they're giving them over, is going to Nefesh from Bukhara, you'll Chayav Misa. And you make Kiddush tonight, make it on, I don't know, they had grape juice, or they had orange juice or something. It says, all the yain in the city is yain Nesach. That was his sack. So Salanta, yeah. So, you know. You can't grab kids. You can't grab kids. Whatever, you know, whatever the army comes and takes, they take, and you can't grab.
How is this different from later on, in the, like the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century? Because my grandfather was there, and he fled from Europe to avoid the Tsar's army, but that was not the Chabad text. It was a different situation.
The people who could flee would flee, you know. The people who could run away would run away. Not everybody's able.
No, that was not a
23 ended in 1856. People didn't want to go to the Tsar's army because the Russians only win wars by throwing people at the enemy. They always win wars by giving up a million souls. You know, it's population control. And you throw enough people at the enemy and you win. So, you know, Napoleon lost. But the Russian dead were more than Napoleon's whole army. It wasn't. They throw waves of people at the enemy. And eventually, you know, somebody's going to get through.
It didn't help the Iranians.
Because the Iraqis did the same. Maybe did the same. I don't know. Yeah.
In this case, the case is through a lot of federal camps. You can't presume that you can't bribe them not to take. You bribe them not to take you. You said you could run away.
The Lashon of some cipher. Now, I don't know if they had to take someone else instead. It sounds like that from the history. His Lashon is, if the Amatul Gairo, who yishtad la'atzmai b'mashiach lifter b'mamayin, ilaham et acher b'makaymai. Oh, yeah, look
for Atzmai. Before the girl, I run away, I'm eligible.
He's certainly allowed to run away. Once, if there weren't miyachid a person, he certainly could run away.
If
there weren't miyachid, you could. It's only once the miyachid that it's...
Even though you put others at a greater risk, that's really what's happening.
Yeah. All right, so that's a small piece. If anybody knows any other tshuvas on the topic, I'd be grateful. But... I don't know. Sometimes we need to be reminded that you know, everyone's aggravated about the anti-Semitism, which is on the rise in the world. People have to be reminded that what's happening is the norm. What's happened the last 30 years was abnormal. The norm is that, but the norm is that the whole world is busy with the Yidden. That's all part of the Ace of Seder as Israel. So there was a chesed after the Holocaust. There was a chesed. There was a period of... of chesed, but the fact that the whole world is against us, that's a chiddush. It's not good, but it's not. What?
Seems to think we only had the two from the sound cipher was in Arabia, right? Yes, nothing from all the Gedolim who
slammed. I'm not sure that the Gedolim who lived under the Tsar would publish on the matter. I don't know, you know. And it also could be there's more that I didn't find. You know, this is what I discovered. I saw in this Yeshurun, and they said that in the Makar Baruch Chelek Beis, there's something on it, so I didn't have the Makar Baruch in yeshivas. So we happen to have one upstairs, but it should say. Oh, you noticed it? Okay. I noticed in the second volume. Even I think I have the page number marked. Okay, Simen Kuf Nun Ches. Kuf Nun Ches is a very different simen. A question of whether killing Avdei Kechavim is mutter, is aser. What's the deal with killing Avdei Kechavim? We learned yesterday in the Torah, Leisirtzach. Is Leisirtzach only Yidden? Or is Leisirtzach even Gayim? Now, right away, you're going to ask, does Avdei Kechavim mean idolaters or Gentiles? So we're going to have to figure out, yeah, the censor is definitely left in Avdei Kechavim. So we'll judge for ourselves if it means Gentiles or it means idolaters. Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now, obviously, Mizayin Amimin is not is put in for the censors. The same thing, the star, the asterisk, if you show your Prutzim Begezel, so that was put in for the censors. So we go back. Not Mizayin Amimin too. Shame, probably you don't have Mizayin Amin, Mark. What do you have?
I have Mizayin
Amin. You have Mizayin Amin, okay. Anyway, Shame Beinenu Beinei Melchama, and there's no war going on. So any guy, plus Raye Behema Daka Yisrael. Raye Behema Daka were people that were muzik to be Ganovim. Beret Yisrael Bezmantra, Hayu Raib Sadish Al Yisrael, Uki Yitzabam. So somebody who is a professional thief. Va'asar lahatzilam im natulamus. Says you're not allowed. The Mechaber says that you're not allowed to cause their death. Va'asar lahatzilam im natulamus. That you're not allowed to save them. Kegain shara echamiyam shenafal liyam einam aleihu. For example, if you see one of them fell into the yam, einam aleihu. You don't take him up. Afil im yitn leischar, even if we'll pay you for it. And look what it says. Lafikach, the Mechaber says. Therefore, ain l'rafaisa nafilu b'schar imlahechadika mishoneva. We don't heal them. Afilu b'schar. Not talking about Shabbos. Doing it on a weekday. Imlahechadika mishoneva. Unless there's a situation of eva da'az afilu b'chinam shari imloichol ishamet afilu b'chinam chimuta hayol nasis refuah be'evi kanani imtayol. If you're doing it to experiment, then you're trying a refuah. So you're not killing him. You're hoping not to kill him. So you're allowed to do it imtayol to see if it works. So here we have in the Mechaber what the Gemara says, literally, Loimailin, you don't rescue them if they fall into a pit. And it's Osir to take them out. So now we have this Chiddush. It's Osir to kill a guy, but there's no mitzvah to save them, except mishameva. If you're doing a mishameva, then there's a heter.
Can you be a lawyer for them?
What?
Can you be a lawyer for them?
Could you be a lawyer for them? I mean, if you're a lawyer, what, to save their lives? You
yeah.
Save their lives.
You could be a
bad
lawyer for them.
Maybe that's my lawyer. What?
As long as you're a paid lawyer.
Seri, afilu nitloischar. Says afilu nitloischar. Okay, there's a machlaikis. There's a machlaikis here between the Shach and the Taz. If the din of leimailim v'loy meridin, if there's an iser to be meridin, or it means there's no mitzvah to be meridin. In other words, when it says leimailim v'loy meridin, so it says that you're not allowed to kill a guy. Does it mean that there's an iser, or that there's no inyan to? Strange enough, machlaikis. Let's see, there's a long taz here. What? All right, well, let's go a step at a time. First, let's look at Shach Beis.
Blood donations in the city where the few Jews.
Blood donations?
In the city where the few Jews.
Where there are some Jews. Well, I assume in blood donations, ultimately a Jew will benefit the more blood there is in the system. Is that what you mean? Okay, that would be a case of giving blood. She give blood in a place where I guess where there are a lot of Jews. But the Zainamin is there. You'll see in the Shach that it's only Leponim. Take a look at Shach Beis. Shach Beis is a tremendous chiddush. Listen to this. Ein misaviv in lahem misa. Dr. Shach, loimer, ein mitzvah lahargan. You hear that? Ein mitzvah lahargan. Afu bishem oivim al sheva mitzvah s'vnei noyach. What's a chiddush? Even though they're oivim al sheva mitzvah s'vnei noyach, the chayiv misa, and they're only the bezn of shleisha, still, ein mitzvah lahargan, bishem oivim al zayim mitzvah s'vnei noyach, amiyu. In a place where they're mekayim sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, so then it's also lahi ridam. B'seisif takemayshu b'shal b'yor b'smag haychiyach de pirushai da also lahi ridam. The first pshat he says b'seisif is that a mitzvah laharga, and he brings a second pshat from the marshal also lahi ridam ayin sham. Says Shaim Bishas Perik Eimamidim Tira She'enach Echase Klum. So here have a machloikis, the Beis Yosef and the Shach say a mitzvah lahargan, but he seems to hold that there's no issa lahargan unless they keep Sheva mitzvahs.
That's only if somebody's recanting Sheva mitzvahs because he knows that they're Sheva mitzvahs.
That the Rambam says that the idea of a Gertaisha being Mekayim Sheva mitzvahs is only if he does extra Rabbi Shalom's mitzvah. He does it for Tikkun Olam. Well, they're not doing it because God commanded, then it's a problem. If they're a religious Catholic, then presumably they keep the Sheva Mitzvah 29. What? For B'nai Noach? I'm not aware of such a roundabout. Oh, Ger Toshav needs, that's what you meant the other way. Yeah, Ger Toshav needs a Kabbalah B'nai Bez, sure. Right, right. The Rambam's lashon is that he has to do it because the Baruch Hashem was mitzava. Now the Rambam says that he does it because of his own kindness and goodness. It's not going to.
No. So. Possible for God to be Shem Hashem Hashem Shemayim without being a Ger
Toshav. That's true, and I think that'll be included. Yeah, if he keeps Sheva Mitzvahs without being a Ger Toshav, if he does it L'shem Rabbeinu Shalaylam, I think he's included in the Asa L'Harbin. So. What? A guy who doesn't do the Rosh Hashanah says like Eliyakim. That's true. No, he's Mistami. I don't assume he's disagreeing with the Rambam. He keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs. Means he keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs in a Mishamara. So you need a Kabbalah. I don't know. To be a Ger Toshav living in Eretz Yisrael, I need a Kabbalah. But he doesn't say you need a Kabbalah. He just says you keep it. If he keeps it, it's mutter.
He says he's just Catholic. That's not
the question for a guy. It's not for a year. It's not bizarre. For a guy, it's an old question. The Ramah says that's not. The Shittah for guy, not so the Shittah. Now, there's a long Taz here, which is basically the Simon. The Taz of Katan Aleph disagrees with the Beis Yosef and the Shach, where they say, the Shach says that a mitzvah lahargan, he holds osa lahargan. The Taz holds that it's osir. Some of his rayas are interesting. Some all of them are interesting, but some are more interesting. He brings a raya in the second page of Kuftan Ches on your copies, from the story of Antoninus and Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The Gemara says that Antoninus had a secret tunnel in which he connected with Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he went there, and the guards who accompanied him there, he would kill. Yeah, it was not a popular job, and whoever accompanied him on that trip, he would put to death. He would kill. So the question is, how is he allowed to kill them? So where is it here in the Taz? So the Gemara's Lashon is, how could Antoninus kill them? Afilu a Yid is not allowed to kill them. That's Lashon HaGemara. Let's see, where is it here? What? One second. What?
The prisoners.
Is that Tosis Teretz? He took people that were Chayim Misa anyway. I don't know if he's best bodyguards, but I myself am having a hard time finding it. One second. The last line of the Amud Aleph. I'm sorry. Mishkayach. The Chayim Pasko Atosis Bepshitos. Again, he holds like the Marshal that it's also to kill. This is his raya. Even a yid's not allowed to do it because of loy meridin. So Tais says, "Af Yisrael aser mishum loy meridin." So Mimela, it's a raya that it's aser to kill a guy. Antoninus. But the Gemara Tais Kais raya from Tais's Lashon. Tais Lashon is Afli Yisrael Aser. So how is he allowed to do it? Tais says even a Yid wouldn't be allowed to kill him. He says even a Yid, not Avada. Even a Yid can't, and Avada can miss a guy. Right? Yid cannot kill a guy, and certainly a guy cannot kill a guy. That's what he says. He was going to remain what Kaddish. He was sitting and learning. You know, Chalukah days if he was ever Megayer. Yeah. So we don't care. We care what Tosfos says. We don't care what the Goyim do. Antoninus went to Rebbe. He was his Talmid. He would have done whatever Rebbe said. So every day he's killing two people. I don't know, he got rid of their bodies exactly, but Rebbe saw it. He's still a guy, but the Gemara is from Tosfos. Tosfos says, how could Antoninus kill? But that's not kill other Goyim. Va'af li Yisrael, Tosfos says, it's asa mishum loy meridin. Tosfos learns the taich loy meridin is it's asa loy meridin. Not kill a guy. So that's the raya that he brings. The Nekudas HaKesef on the side answers the raya. The Kusa case of Hisagala Beis Yosef, the Taz argues with the Beis Yosef, like Kashamidi. The more Beis Yosef died with Dafka, Shaima Kaim and Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Nayach. V'chim V'tais Perek Da'ala Mises, Le'ed Yadechim Mekayim Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Nayach, Hayav and Mises. V'ha da Osa Lohi Ridan, Hainu Kishem Mekayimin. When it says Osa Lohi Ridan, that's people who are keeping the Zayim Mitzvahs. So if you're going to find Rayas that it's Osa Lohi Ridan, that's when the Mekayim Zayim Mitzvahs. Wait. U'mashikos of Taisis, Perek Avad Avaydis Klavim. And the Raya from Taisis and Avaydis are in Raya. The Hossam Otto Miyodan to Ninus Mishainim Mekayim Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach. Taisis is saying, how did he know that these Goyim are not keeping Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach? So that's why Taisis says, you know, I kill them. Maybe they keep the Zayim Mitzvahs. Abu Mishu Kaifer, I'm Osir, Yad HaShapir. Taisis' teretz is that he took along Dafka Goyim that were, Abu Mishu Kaifer, I'm Osir, Yad HaShapir. Vaikish, Tirtsuma Taisis, Shaya Baira, Kaifer, Vam Asiris, Alma Kaifer, Vam Asiris, Shemen, Hoyimotullah Hargan. Vadai, Kol Shayna Makami, Shavim Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach, Kaifer, Vam Asiris, Damyon. So he says, anybody is not kind of kaim shavim mitzvahs like a kaifer and a meiser, and that's why his terrorist Antoninus took dafka such goyim that were kaim mitzvahs. If they were not mekayim,
like
my reading, if they were mekayim,
oh,
you mean what about loymailin? What about loymailin by zayim mitzvahs? I don't know if there's a chiyuv to be matzel them. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, no, it doesn't.
Like you said earlier, it may not have to be a Ger Taishav. It could be just that he does it. Ger Taishav is the Eretz Yisrael, but to keep Zayin Mitzvahs, maybe not. So, now, the question is, from where's this Yisr? From Avraham Avinu? What? Try to save Sodom. So you mean the Netzis Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis? I want to talk about that. Just give me a minute. I want to finish the Taz. The Taz later explains the Shita. The Taz later explains the Shita that he's Maida that there's no Issa Dairaisa in killing a guy. There's a klal that Rabbi Chanan writes in the second parak of Pesachim. It's not a Chiddush Rabbi Chanan. It should be a pashtus, but he says a klal gadol that all mitzvahs ben adam lachaveri in the Torah are ben Yehudi liYehudi, unless there's a riboy that's mar b'goyim. For example, by gezel akum, you're not steal from a guy. There's a riboy in Parshas Bahar that says that you're not allowed to steal from a guy. Talks there about redeeming a slave from a guy. So it says you have to give him whatever the slave is worth. So from there the Gemara learns out that gezel akum is awesome. So the Rabbi Chanan says that any Isser ben Adam la'makayim could apply to Gayim too, depending on what the Isser is. But a ben Adam la'chaveiro dike Isser, he says, doesn't apply to Gayim. He brings some nice rayas. One of the nicest rayas in the Chinuch. The Chinuch says, by lifnei iver l'asita michshal, there are two parts for lifnei iver. One is you're not allowed to trip a blind man. And one is you're not allowed to give a person an aveira to do. So it's beautifully meduyik. The Chinuch says by the mitzvah of lifnei iver, that's this week's parasha. Is it mishpatim or kedashim? Kedashim. Sorry. Anyway, so it's by lifnei iver l'asita michshal. The Chinuch's lashon is that it's aser to trip a blind Yehudi, a blind Yisrael, you know, a trip, and it's aser to give an iser to anybody. So the Michas Chinuch says, what's going on here? Is lifnei iver by goyim or not by goyim? By tripping people, by putting a stumbling block physically, he says, Yid. Am I giving an Aveira? You know, I'll give Avim and Achayla ben Noyach. It's a Gemara Pesachim. So, Dr. Bachanan, Geshmak. He says, the Ben Odom Lachaveira part of the Yisr to trip somebody. The Yisr is an Yisr on Yid. The Ben Odom Lachim thing to cause an Aveira to be done in the world, that's Lachal Odom, that's Yid and Gayim, both. So that's Rabbi Chanan's rule, which would mean that loisirtzach, which is presumably ben adam lachavei, right? The Ramban says that the second luchais of the two luchais ben adam lachavei, right? So assuming that loisirtzach applies there, it would apply only to Jews. So the Taz writes that there's still an issa d'rabbanan, and he writes a nice rule. He says whatever by a yid is chayev misa is aser by a guy. And whatever by yid is aser is mutter by a guy. He writes Ligroim Lohem Misa, to indirectly cause Misa. We're going to have a case. He's down in the bar, and you take away the ladder. You tell him, I got to use the ladder. I have to rescue my child from a tree. He says, 1 minute, I'm stuck down here. He says, don't worry, I'll be back. And you take away the ladder. So there it says that there's by a yid that's also in a chayav misa. So by a guy, that's the Taz's klal that's mutter. So here we have this klal, a machlokes to Shach and Taz. Now here it's the Beis Yosef and the Shach who say that ein mayrida means ein mitzvah lahargon, and the Taz who says ein mayrida means also lahayridan. Normally the Shach and the Beis Yosef against the Taz would be borrow the halachas like the Beis Yosef. However, the Beis Meir in Eben Ezer brings rayas to the Taz, and the Chazaynish in Yaradeya Simen Samach Tes Reis Gimel also paskins like the Taz, and they have one especially difficult kasha that the Beis Yosef seems to have missed of the Feirush Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, says beferish a lashon iser, that it's osur to kill a guy, and the Kesef Mishnah says to the Amru loymaylam v'loy merid. So the Kesef Mishnah in the Kavanas of Rambam is saying that loy meridin means also loy meridin. You're not allowed to kill. So it's a plea because the Kesef Mishnah in his alter ego was known as the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef here is paskening that it's mutter larga, that loy merida means that it's mutter. So this is a difficulty. It's very hard to know. In the back of the Frankel Rambam, he has a whole list of those who asked the kasha in Mechassidach and Mitzvah Tzadikim, I looked up, that they're matmiya on the on this. Also,
can't you explain it like this? The Kesef Mishnah, Rav Yosef Karo wrote the Kesef Mishnah before the Beis Yosef, so he could have changed.
That's right.
He could have changed his mind, but in the Kavanah Sarambam, he has to answer the Rambam. Panam Machloik is the Kavanah Sarambam. In the up on Tapia, he brings that the Beis Yosef brought a right from the Rambam, and he's wrong. But it's all based on Shita Sarambam. So it's a bit of a difficulty. The Dake Tshuva brings from the later Achrayim that Lamaisa, a person should be Machmir, unless there's a guy that's making a lot of tzaras for a yid, and it's necessary to take care of it, to get rid of such a guy. But no, Shemeva, we say there's no Eva. Eva means Eva from others. The guy you're killing, there'll be Eva, but it doesn't matter. It's everybody else. So halacha lemaisa, we don't do these things. But now there's a big kasha. It's a serious kasha, despite they make jokes about it. How Mordechai was allowed to save Achashverosh's life? Loi ma'ilam v'loi ma'ivin. Achashverosh was not a mekayim sheva mitzvos v'neinayach, and who Achashverosh b'senosa mitchilosim v'atzayfai. And it says beferish that Mordechai saved the life of Achashverosh and Bitzim Eserish. So what? What's a teretz? You kill two instead of one. That's a developed sense. It's better to get rid of two instead of getting rid of one. I don't, what? Maybe king is different. Maybe to get benefit later, you get on his good side. I don't. Mordechai Yod. Okay, but why did Rosh write it that way in the first place? What? Right, right. It's true. So the question is, I think one of the Rishonim says that Mordechai was mitzvah, it was his job to protect Achashverosh, whatever job he had, to sit in the Shar HaMelech. Who sits in the Shar HaMelech? His job was to be the security guard. You have a security guard who has his nose in the Chumash all the time, you know, in the Red Gemara. But it was his job. It was his job, so he had to do his job. What? It's true, but he said Achatzi Malchus Vaseyos, he's not giving the Beis Hamikdash. All right, at the end, it turned out to be a good thing. Now there is one additional factor, which Rabbi Yosef mentioned. What?
Yeah,
Daniel and Nuchanetzer. Was it Daniel? The Daniel gave Achashverosh, gave Nuchanetzer an Eitzah Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that Daniel interpreted that he would become insane. And Daniel, always a Jew, gave him an eitzah. He said, if you give money to poor people, to Jewish aniyim, you want to make money for the Jews. So then, chatoich b'tzedakah pareich. That's what he thought. What? Well, it took a year, and then he ended up anyway. But still, the Gemara says that Daniel shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't. It's hard to understand. He saved so many Aniyei Yisrael, but still he shouldn't have.
Yosef gave a nice response.
What?
Yosef gave a nice response.
That helped him get out of jail. Without the, if you say, I don't know, to throw him back in the bar. So I don't know if it was what happened. But the... Well, on a technical level, Selam Alakim doesn't mean it's us to kill. Yes, it's kill has to come from somewhere. This has to come from someplace. Not really, I'll tell you. I heard on more than one occasion this year from Rabbi Victor Miller on this topic. Rabbi Victor Miller said that the question, where does it say in Isser, is only a technical question. Rabbi Chaim Vital brings that there's no beferish of mitzvah on midais in the Torah, because midais are hachana to Torah. They're hachana to Torah, and therefore the Torah is not mitzvah beferish on midas b'nei Adam. What Rabbi Miller said is that we find in Parshas Bereishis all the time the avos did things, and they did chasadim even to Sadaim, they did chasadim all over. So Rabbi Miller was saying that what a person does for his own tikkun midas is a byproduct of that. A guy, he has a benefit that's not something that's an issue. And that was his drasha, which he darshened with Kamarayis, that there's such an idea, there's such a concept. Now this concept, first of all, Rav Dinitziv in his Hagdama to Sefer Bereishis says, why is it called Sefer Hayashar? It says, because the Avais were Yesharim, they were straight, in that they Yaakov was straight with Lavan, as Lavan was straight with him, and Avraham davened for Sadaim, etc. And there's a certain level of Yashar. Another Maramachim is the Hagdama of the Shari Yashar of Shimon Shkab. He writes about the avoid of a person in this world. He says that by nature, a person is kind to himself more than anyone else. The anoichi of a person, everybody, you're never going to change human nature. That kol ashalo yitem bad nafshay. You know, whatever a person has, you know, a person could say over the story of Aryeh Levin, you know, our foot hurts. You know, his wife foot hurts. He said, our foot hurts. It's a nice story to say, but you know, it hurts more when your foot hurts than when your wife foot hurts. You know, it's, you know, you're a good husband, so you're patient, you listen to the kvetching, and, you know, it does hurt, it doesn't hurt, but, you know, that's about as far as it goes. Now, what he says is that the avoda of a person is to extend the anoichi. The avoda ben al-chaveira is to make the anoichi bigger. Someone is on a level, makes anoichi include his family. He's on a higher level, anoichi includes his friends and neighbors. A bigger anoichi includes all Klal Yisrael. He writes, the avos were on a level with the anoichi included the whole Bria Kula, included all of human beings. He saw it all as an anoichi, however exactly that interprets itself, but it's a giving of a person's nature. And the yisayid is the same yisayid, that as long as a person is working on himself, all these things apply. Obviously, someone's going to go around killing goyim based on the heter of the shach is not going to, he's not going to be visiting sick people all the day in the hospital and doing kind things. Now, halacha, I want to tell you that even halachically, this is almost a veritla. Rav Palm often said that even though Toas Akum is mutter, but a person should return Toas Akum. Even though Toas Akum is mutter, but a person should return, he would quote the Ber HaGoyla, who says that people who keep Torah Sakum, it's the Seifis, the money is Yerud Latimayim, the people who return it, Seifam Lisasher. It says such a thing in the Beragah. So I mentioned once, more than once maybe in the Navi Shir, that there was a young man in the yeshiva who was learning the Kail, and he was leaving Kail because he ran out of money. And he had a Shaila that because of a bank error, he had another $40,000 in his account. Now, most bank errors, they'll catch on to it anyway. But he said it's not likely they'll catch on because the money was there originally. We bought a house, he took out the money. And for some reason, the withdrawal never showed up. So it wasn't an erroneous credit, it was something that never showed up. So he had $40,000 that was even originally his in the bank, and he's Torah Pama, stay another year in yeshiva if he can, with that money. And God gave him the opportunity to stay. Tom told him, give back the $40,000, and if you have to go to work, go to work. Not an issue there, I said, last we checked. So that's what he did. So I had some feedback. Now, what do you mean? It's not so pashut. Now, lochi is, like Aveda Sa'akum, it says it's also to return. Chazal made a Hagdara, based on a pasuk in Nach, that the person is not allowed to return. The person has to return Avedis because the Baruch Shalom said so. Avedis Akum is mutter. You don't return except to make Kiddush Hashem. It's mutter. Otherwise, you don't turn and return Avedis Akum. So how it's Leishichonim? How are you returning to Asakum? So Rav Palm said this Yisoid, and he told me that he saw it from Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. I don't remember the Maror Mokim. That when a person returns money because he wants to be kind to the guy, so that's Leishichonim. When a person returns something because of his own midas nafshai, milas nafshai, he wants to be an honest person and do everything straight, so then it's then you're allowed to do it. You're not doing it for him. You're doing it for yourself. That's what he said. So, I don't know, this comes up to me very often when the mailmen, the mailmen in New York City are not totally literate, and very often they can confuse. My address is 1460 East 19th, so sometimes they have something like 12 Amsterdam Avenue, which looks similar, and so it comes to my house. So that's a case of Aveda Sakum. Just to take it and throw it in the mailbox, not so posh it. It's Aveda Sakum. I always win the thing, yeah. But just to throw it back in the mailbox, not so posh it. It's Aveda Sakum. So it's a guy's Aveda that's in my house. Either send you the recipient, either one. So I'll just tell you he asked Tuvia Goldstein. He says you should write on it, accidentally delivered to Rabbi so and so, even if you're not a rabbi. If you want to make a Kiddush Hashem that you returned it, so you accidentally delivered to Rabbi so and so, and you throw it in the mailbox. Okay, I don't know, big Kiddush Hashem, but it's at least something. What?
You said many times to me that I'm the Akhun
that I
honey.
Well, the question is if this means only I've Davai Dezara. So that I meant to show you from the Shach. The Shach exempted Mekaimai Zayim Mitzvahs. Vai says if they're not I've Davai Dezara, but they're not Mekaimai Zayim Mitzvahs, it's Vaita no good. So they're all going. What? Really? The Shem Yisha Amoron? Yeah, you think so? The Shem Derbay Nishalam, the Mekayim Yisayim Mitzvahs? I don't think, if they're Mekayim, I think they're Mekayim for Tikkun Olam. I don't think that the average guy who got a $40,000 credit in his bank is going to ask for Palmer. I think the average Yid is going to ask for Palmer. Protestants, I want to tell you, Americans don't know where they are. When the Pope came years ago, so they did a poll. Pope was coming to Yankee Stadium, so who's a follower of the Pope? So they had like 80% of New Yorkers are followers of the Pope. Now, how many New Yorkers use birth control? How many don't? The Pope holds it's awesome. What about abortion? The Pope holds, Gehenna because of it. How many of them do it? Yeah, so when they do a poll, if you're an atheist, so it depends. There's someone. Are you an atheist?
No.
Do you believe in it? Do you think evolution is reasonable? Yes. Right? They all believe evolution is a reasonable thing. So make up your mind. You can't have it both ways. The truth is that most I don't know, all Americans, but many Americans, certainly most New Yorkers, are just busy worrying about what to eat for supper, where to go for vacation, how to make money. And, you know, God issues are not present on their mind. What? They're Pesach HaShtei Al Shloisha HaSifim. They're really Pesach on everything. Look, we live in a world where it doesn't affect American politics that a man running for president, forget, is a Roman Catholic. In Kennedy's time, they made a big fuss over it. But today, Romney is a Mormon. So how can a Protestant country vote for a Mormon? Because it doesn't matter. The religion is not present on their mind. Americans are into altruism. There is a good ruach in America to do the right thing. There is such a thing, but it's not come from God.
Let's make them together. The Easter, the nation of Israel, they we have
this. The Easter Timeshiv, definitely, because as long as it's not a mitzvah, the Gemara says, as long as it's not mitzvah, it's a gedda to show you turn avedis because the Torah said so. If there's no mitzvah, then it has nothing to do, even if you keep sheva mitzvahs.
And the Mechaber says, ask another, right, no business.
So again, that's what I'm trying to say. There are two things. There's the technical din, and there's the meanness of a person. A person, no one's saying to go around. Even the shachel that is just ain mitzvah lahargam. He didn't run around, spend his time killing Goyim. It's not something we do. But the question is, there is such an idea, whatever it means, to be a light unto the nations, whatever that means exactly. But again, there are technical halachic issues, and then there are midas issues, and they're both important.
The way the Rav Broka lost the chanim, be over lost the chanim by giving them matnas kinam or being nice to them, or if you're doing it for your own midas, it could be mutter. Isn't it explicit in the Shulchan Aruch? Because if you say, you shouldn't say how wonderful this guy is, so wonderful, but if you say she's so wonderful because, and that's an example of Hashem's creation, isn't that makes sense?
Okay, that may be for a different reason. Okay, good. Good right here. Okay. What about Tzar Balei Chayim by a guy? So it's interesting. There's a piece, I saw this in the Me'adim Uzmanim. He has a piece of Tzar. He brings a Chavis Yoyer who says that there's no Tzar Balei Chayim by human beings. Interesting din. Because human beings can rationalize, can think about things that are happening to them. And how you rationalize the fact that someone's torturing the person. But he brings him a Chavis Yoyer, there's no Tzar Balei Chayim.
And
maybe other sheets. I'm only aware of that one Maror Makim. And killing, at any rate, there's no Tzar Balei Chayim on killing if it doesn't involve pain. If just Bror Loi Misayaf, we learned out of a Pasuk. That Reach is probably by Yidden.
It's a
B'nei Noach don't need a P'sak Bezdin. It's Nidim Be'echot. Nidim Be'echot. Yes. Well, that's a separate thing. The Tzahal should destroy a house rather than risk a Jewish soul, and even if they have babies there. There's no, it's not, I don't know why in the world killing a baby and killing an adult, killing a baby is worse. I don't know. It's so habala hargachash came hargai. It's not. I'd like to finish the siman. I want to start ribis next week. Let's finish sif aleph. B'medavar mumurim b'Yisrael ba'al averis v'ayme b'rishay b'shayde b'tabit g'gay rei v'ayme daka. It's the second mechaber in sif aleph. Shapokru b'gezav amhaychem b'avlasam. That's what we're talking about till now. Av Yisrael, Baal Averis, Sheinayim Ebarishay Tamid, Elois Averis, Lanos Atzmai, V'yaviyid, who's an Oiva L'Teyavim, K'na Echel Neveles L'Teyavim, Mitzvah L'Atzilai, V'asal Lamed Adamai. It doesn't have to be a tzaddik for you to go out of your way to save him.
Why are Rebbe and Madaka singled out? Because
Rebbe and Madaka were Ganovim who did destructive things to Jews. They took animals out. People had fields. You plant a field, you don't visit every day. And the Rebbe Medaka would go onto the fields, and the animals would destroy the fields. So they could pay. So the Rebbe Medaka wore the Stam Rebbe Medaka, Pasleidis, and that's why they're singled out. What? Stam Rebbe Medaka was considered to be Pasleidis. I don't know. Let's see Sif Beis. I'm sorry. Sif Beis. Sif Beis talked about Goyim. Sif Beis is Apikorsim. The Mechaber has two definitions of Apikorsim. First, Apikorsim heim shaydim lavei deskechavim. O yisaveris lahachis. Afilo oichel nevela. I love a shatnis lahachis. Har is a kaifer. Kaifer is someone who does averis with no benefit. He has kosher and treif and lahachis. He does aveiris. So that's category number one of apikairis. The second thing, how is that kaifer? Apikarsim, the second category, heim shekaifer b'tar b'nevuah miYisrael, hayunayegim b'zman abayis lahargan, im yesh biyade kayach lahargan b'sayif b'farhesya hayahayreg. They would kill somebody who was an apikairis. V'im lav, if you can't kill him b'sayif b'farhesya, they would do tricks such as Sabbat Harigosi Ketzat, Rachem Yem Shadafel Be'er. One of them fell into a Be'er, a spring. Basulam Be'er, Kadamu Mesalkai. He takes the ladder. Vayayim Arayni Torah Lahir Benim and Agag. I have to go help my son. Aziman Allah, I'll bring it back to you tomorrow. Kiyasim Mitvar Melu. So these are things that were done for Mumrin. So here, this halacha is a difficult halacha. It says here that someone who is either an Eved Avodah Zarah or a Kaifa B'Torah, or someone who does an Aveira Lahachis, is Chayiv Misa, it seems, without a Bezah Shachav Gimel. So here there's a Chazaynish. I went up. Whoever used the Chazaynish list didn't put it back, and I couldn't find it on the tables. So the Chazaynish, there's a part of it is a very famous piece in the Chazaynish. It's in Yerodeya Beis, Simin Tez Zayin. The Chazaynish, first of all, Issachash. He says, why do you need a Bezin Shachav Gimel? Even a Mumer Lahachis, he brings a Raya, even by a Mumer Lahachis, you need the Bezin Shachav Gimel. Why? It says here that anybody's allowed to go out and kill him. So he says, you can answer. He's a Mumer Lahachis with the Tshuva. So that's Tshuva, and I'll kill him. But a Bezin Shachav Gimel, if you give him a straw and he doesn't have air, he's still Chayiv Nisa. Tshuva doesn't help for Einche Bez. He says you could say a teretz, but he says
this is what was Balazel all the time with what
we're talking about now. But the kasha is if this the din was then, so then why do you have a need of Bez? So he says you can answer it, but then he says va'oid v'hua ikar. He says that the heter to treat an apikairis in this way is only achar shemishtadel loychicha malakrivam. The heter to do something to an apikairis is only after you try to be makar of them. You try to be makar of them and you're unsuccessful and they're oimid in the apikorsis, so then these heterim apply. But stamazai to somebody who's an apikoris without ever having tried to expose him to anything, he says that's his first point. Then he says, v'oinirali. He says, anything Chazal say regarding apikorsim and mumrim is only bizman Shay Yisrael alad Masam, and the time that Yidden were in a place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Noyig Bechastai, the years that there were Nisim that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, in a time when Yisrael are umlolim ben ha'umais, he says, the whole halacha of mistreating Mumrin, or this doesn't apply, because who can fault them? We live in a time where it takes Mesiris Nefesh to be a from a Yid. So Mimela, he says that they all have the dinam of Tinuk Shanishba. And in Meila, there's no, these dinim don't apply. So that's his chiddush. That's what he's saying. He's saying is that all the Jews around, these halachas that you let it cause them misa, doesn't apply. Let's finish the Ramah. Vayim b'chay shemishba. Probably, because at the time of the Mechaber, they were also umlam. He says, Vayim b'chay shemishba simetuf chafhei, murmim shemamir masa lavei tzikhavim, uvetaminatsam beinai v'kikhavim, lavei tzara kamaisam. People who assimilate among the Goyim or convert, Hariyab kabay mumram lahachis. You don't save their lives. They come to do tshuva after converting. We don't make it hard for them. There's a letter from Rabbeinu Yoina to the Ramban. The Ramban was a doctor, and like the Ramban, he healed Yidden and Goyim alike. And the Ramban apparently also practiced gynecology. I don't think in those days they had specialists. I think every doctor practiced everything. So he also delivered babies, whether they were Jewish or non-Jewish. Rabbeinu Yoina was against it. Rabbeinu Yoina, in most of his life, was a tremendous kanoi against many people. We have a letter. I saw it brought in the Shem HaGdolim from the Chidah. A letter from Rabbeinu Yoina to the Ramban. He addresses him as Rabbeinu Moshe, HaMoylid Zara L'Bnei Amalek. That's how he addresses him. Who births children of Amalek. That's why he addresses him. So I think, I don't know if it was a comment in the Shem HaGdolim, or we just made the comment, that it says there also that Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ramban were mechutanim. His daughter married his son. He says, okay, so such should be chiddush that, you know. but apparently this idea that in the rafais na filu b'scharm la'echad yikam mishameva, well, today it certainly would be mishameva, but the only time that it comes up, this is important, is when a doctor is walking in the street on Shabbos and there's a car accident. Now the problem really is, now if you know for sure they're goyim, so really a guy, a yid should not be mechal Shabbos to save a guy. Now if they recognize him as a Jew, you have Shabbos mishameva. But if a yid is walking off from shul, is walking down the block and there's an accident, so really he doesn't have to identify himself as a doctor. No one's gonna get the videos and trace that there was a doctor walking down the block. And really, certainly for Chil Shabbos, I think a doctor should avoid it. However, there is a Sifat Shulchan Aruch. It says that if a building collapses on Shabbos, you mechal Shabbos, even if you don't know if anyone's there, and there might be someone there, and even if someone's there, he might be a guy, he might be a yid, and even if it's rived that he's a guy, you mechal Shabbos for svek sveka of yid. So therefore, in most practical cases, that's the heter generally for a guy, for a doctor who sees an accident to go and try to save someone's life. Because to be chayish is Jew. Now sometimes you can tell the ethnicity that he's not Jewish. But you know, by the time you get close up, you don't always what? That's another question. There are those who argue that today everyone's a Suffolk Jew. There are those who presented such an argument. They wanted to ask you if they had such a thing. One of the early ones, there was a major ASCII conference on, one of the first ones was about Goyim. And there was someone who presented the argument that if you make a calculation of how many Jews assimilated over the centuries, they should be allowed to heal Goyim on Shabbos because of this Mechaber. That's a limud zchus on those that are Mechal Shabbos to save people's lives. And there are many. And at least there's something of a limud zchus.
There's a daughter, but that daughter's... No.
It's machlois the mashal the mashal yevamis about whether there's such a concept. But okay. Anyway, next week we'll start Hilchos Ribbis and the Kufnun Tes.